A federal appeals court ruling has reinstated school busing in Charlotte, North Carolina, throwing the school district into a state of confusion. The judges overturned a year-old ruling and said that Charlotte may still use race as a factor in assigning students to schools. School officials were about to begin implementing a new school assignment plan for the 105,000 students in the district, but now they're back to square one. The upheaval has caused frustration and division across the school district. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Amy Quintum reports.
Back in September of 1999, a federal judge's ruling sent the school board scrambling to dismantle a 30-year-old system of busing students. The judge had agreed with a group of white parents that busing was no longer needed to integrate the Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools. Then in November, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with the school board and black parents that busing was necessary for desegregation. Now, a majority of parents, both black and white, are clearly frustrated. Black parent Shantae Steele was looking forward to keeping her 4-year-old son at a brand new school close to her home. And at a recent meeting, she let school officials know how she felt.
Now, you're going to tell me you're going to come in here, take our school away from our children, so that you can bring someone else in? Our children should have the right to go into, step foot in that school as soon as those doors open.
In Charlotte, most black students are bused from the inner city to suburban schools to maintain racial balance. That means that Steele's son would be bused to an elementary school about 7 miles away from her inner city neighborhood in Greenville Park.
He would be going to Winding Springs Elementary, which is too far away. The parents can't get to, and I couldn't get to myself. And I want to be involved in my child's education, but it's going to be virtually impossible.
Charlotte school officials had spent months of work and $5 million to develop a new student assignment plan based on giving parents the choice to attend a neighborhood school. When the appeals court reinstated busing, the school board decided not to adopt any aspects of the choice plan, but returned to the 30-year-old busing system already in place. School board chairman Arthur Griffin says that decision would be the least disruptive.
I think the majority of citizens of Mecklenburg County simply want some stability, and that's what we thought we were doing by saying we're going to keep everything status quo, but for last year and for this year, you're not going to be moved.
But the latest decision by the school board has left parents feeling like they have no voice in their public education system. April Wood is president of the Parent Teachers Association at Winding Springs Elementary. Like many parents, Wood is angry at the courts and the school system.
I don't know that I want to blame any one person. Where we are and what we're going through was inevitable. I'm disappointed. That is where I am. I need some stability for my children.
Two of Wood's children, ages 6 and 8, are bused 32 miles from home to Winding Springs Elementary. While Wood says she's always been a strong supporter of public education, the current instability has frustrated her to the point where she's thinking of leaving.
There are many of us that think we better go look at private schools now. And that's a shame, because those of us who have stayed at Winding Springs, we are advocates for public education, but we're being backed into a corner.
But those who want to ensure diversity are hailing the appeals court ruling as a victory. The NAACP had appealed on behalf of black students to keep Charlotte's desegregation plan in place. NAACP President Dwayne Collins believes the board made the right decision in scrapping the neighborhood assignment plan. Collins understands parents' frustrations, but says they need to look at the bigger picture of ending racial isolation.
I understand a lot of the parents tonight wanting to have a school adjacent to their particular neighborhood, but they have to see the long-term picture. Yeah, that school would be nice for a season, but the question they need to ask themselves, would that school be nice for the long term?
The issue is not likely to be resolved until it is appealed to the Supreme Court, School Superintendent Eric Smith.
One of the issues that's particularly difficult in this case is that the Supreme Court has never given us a ruling in public education as to whether or not race is a compelling state interest.
The school board argues that diversity is a compelling state interest. For 30 years, Charlotte has prided itself for being a community that accepted court-ordered racial integration without much turmoil. But now some white parents are so upset with the lack of stability in the school district, they're supporting the 7 white parents who originally brought the suit against the school board to end busing. The parents want to raise enough money for an appeal and ultimately get the case before the Supreme Court. For National Public Radio, I'm Amy Quinton in Charlotte.